Blog Talk Radio.
Michael, sorry about that.
Oh, no worries.
You're the only one on right now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Is it just
thank you? Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You get it worked out?
Yeah, I think and Michael's back on too, so we can go from here.
So, Michael, you got to be careful, man, because I think what happened is we had a lie overload, deceit overload on the system, man. You told too many lies and you crashed the network.
Oh, my God.
So you might want to. You might want to refrain from some of those.
Yeah, stick to your day job because comedy's not your thing, buddy. Hey, if I may, I want to bring a new topic to the table. It's about religion, and Darius, you and David and everyone listening knows that I've always professed to be an atheist. I've always said, and Darius, you and I have had deep debates on religion before, you know.
Right.
Well, I'm here to confess now that, and I posted this on Facebook, I'm here to confess now that I'm no longer an atheist. I actually see the light, and I actually believe now. And what caused me to, I know it's shocking, right? And what caused me to do that is, you know, Darius, I told you that I've had debates with lots of educated brothers like you, pastors, clergymen about religion, and no one's ever persuaded me to change my mind. What's persuaded me to change my mind is the war in Israel and Gaza right now. Seeing that war over the last 4 months has made me change my mind on being an atheist.
Okay, please. Please. I'm sorry, David. I was about to say something. Go ahead. I need more information, brother. Please continue. Because right now I don't know what to say. I don't know which way you're going with this, but I feel something coming. I feel a hook coming or a turn.
Okay. Well, I will elaborate. Thank you, David. If it's okay for me to have the floor, David, is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. Well, here's why. Because I never believed the story. Okay, I've always said I believe that, you know, somebody greater than me created the sun, the stars, the moon, the ocean. I concede that a man, that was not man-made. That was clearly created by something bigger than me and you. But I just never knew who it was, so I just always rolled with that. I didn't roll with the story of Jesus and the manger and Jesus, the Son of God, and all that. I never rolled with that. Now, the war in Gaza made me kind of want to roll with that idea and believe that idea is factual, because based on the story, Darius, Jesus is the Son of God. He was born in a manger, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Am I right, Darius, right?
You're right.
Okay. Now, if that story is true, like so many Christians believe, like so many people believe, if that story is true, based on what I'm seeing with this war in Gaza, then Jesus had to have been a Muslim. If that story is true, he clearly was a Muslim. He wasn't Jewish, because I see how the Jews are just destroying and dropping bombs and just killing these innocent Muslim people. And then I think about my years in the entertainment business. You know, Darius, I'm in Hollywood. I've been in Hollywood for 20 years, and I've always known how the Jews control the media and just how evil they were. Like, I've had so many incidences of doing business with the Jews and how just mean and evil they are, and just how money-hungry and greedy, and they only care about themselves. So I look at my 30 years of dealing with them, and I look at the terror that they're – the genocide that they're putting on the Palestinians in Gaza right now. And I've drawn the conclusion that if that story is true about Jesus in the manger and all that, well, then the good guy clearly had to be the Muslim guy, and the bad guy clearly had to be the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are evil. So the conclusion I've drawn, Darius, is that the Jews are descendants of Lucifer and the devil, and the Muslims are the descendants of God and Jesus. If the story is true, that's the conclusion I've drawn.
All right. I'm going to jump in right quick to say that looks like that in about 8 more minutes that this is going to click off again. So we're going to end the show in about 8 minutes. But it must be something
in the
time.
I warned you, Michael.
Something in the time change has caused it to be go this way. But we're going to have a guest.
No, I talked about the Jews. That's what happened. I talked about the Jews. That's why they're kicking us off.
But next week we'll have a Dr. Anthony Dixon on board with us. He's a friend of mine, but he's also an author, and he's done several major books. The one we want to talk about is the we'll talk about Florida's Negro War and the war that was based against the Seminole Indians, because they allowed slaves to join their society. But he wrote the book and did the history, but he'll be on with us next week. He also wrote a book called Up From Incarceration, which is really dispelling the myths of thug life. So he wrote a book about thug life and what it's about and what all the myths are about. He also wrote another book called The Conductor and the Groove Train. In other words, all about how African-American music were the engineers of a lot of music and the way that it went. So, but he'll be on next week, and we can ask a lot of questions, and we will get deep into that. But until that time, you guys want to continue to talking. We got about 6 minutes and 35 seconds left in this particular segment. I think because of the time change, something must have happened to the clock on the show. But anyway,
What Michael said just then, I mean, you talk about dropping a bomb, man. I'm talking about, wow. I don't even know where to start with that one, man. We need like 3 hours to discuss what Michael just said. It's amazing to me how people talk about innocent Gazans, and yet I guess those babies that got put in ovens, and I guess, you know, those innocent women and children that got killed at a music festival, that got beheaded, I guess they were evil. So I'm amazed at that, how one side is evil and the other side is totally innocent, when, you know, these people were having a festival minding their own business and they got attacked, and then Israel is not supposed to respond. Jesus was definitely a Jew, and you do have bad factions in every religion, every organization. It doesn't mean that the Bible is a lie, Michael. It doesn't mean that Jesus was not a Jew. You got to think, the same Jews also crucified Jesus in the most heinous of acts against someone. So it doesn't mean that all Jews are innocent and they're peace-loving people, just like all Muslims.
are not peace-loving people as well. So you can't say that one side is all good and one side is all bad. That just doesn't exist because of humanity. It can't happen. So it's baffling to me how you expect, and the world that's on the side of Gaza expects Israel to have more restraint and respect for the Muslim people in Gaza than Hamas does. Hamas doesn't even have respect for their own people, because if they were concerned about the deaths and the so-called genocide that's going on, what they would do is they would surrender the hostages. They would surrender the people who carried out those heinous acts of killing babies and raping women and children on that day, civilians for that matter, and they would turn them over to stop it. But they don't want to stop it. So the fact that you guys can blame Israel for what's happening and not even so much as lift a finger or even mention the fact that Hamas could stop this right now today if they wanted to, that on the Jews, when you can't, when they're only retaliating. And I think it's more than fair that the Jews have a right to defend themselves just like any other people.
So but isn't it overkill?
If the Muslim, it's no such thing.
Isn't it overkill?
It's no such thing.
Isn't it overkill?
There's no such thing. There's no such thing. When you kill, when you put babies in ovens, when you behead babies, cut them in half,
there's no
facts
for that,
people,
though. When, there's no facts.
Oh, no. They have pictures. They invited the media in to see the video. So it is a fact. My point is, no, there is no overkill until if Hamas really wanted this to stop, and if the people in Gaza really wanted to stop, they would be crying out to Hamas, crying out to their leaders, please release those hostages. We don't want any more deaths. Please release those responsible for those acts. We don't want any more deaths. But they want this to happen, Michael, and you guys can't see it because you're blinded by the tricks of the devil. And Hamas is the devil because they're using innocent people as shields for propaganda.
I think the Jews are the devil, though, because you can't compare 30,000. The Jews have killed 30,000 innocent children since October the 7th. Okay, you're comparing 1,400 dead Jews by Hamas to 30,000 dead Gazans? Like, that's not even that. You can't. It's not an even balance there. It's just not. And to answer the question, why did Hamas do what they did on October the 7th? It's because
there's
they
no why, Mike.
The
fact that you're trying to justify it is terrible.
The Israelis
killing babies?
Don't want them to have,
how can?
Yeah,
Michael, how do you
Gaza,
justify putting
babies
in an
babies
oven, Michael? Michael,
babies
they got they died
killed.
As a collateral damage. How can you justify putting a baby in the oven, Michael?
Collateral
how can you justify
damage,
cutting
like
the head
said.
Off of a
collateral damage, like you just said? Collateral
no,
damage.
That's not
collateral
damage, Michael.
That's collateral
Michael,
damage.
Collateral. No, that's not. That's on purpose. That's intentional. This is
no,
evil,
what,
man. And for you to even
the,
say
what
that
the
is
Jews
evil.
Are doing is intentional. Killing 30,000 guys.
No, they're not. They're trying to get. No, they're not. They're trying to get the. They're trying to get the people who are responsible. They're
no,
trying
they're
to get
not.
The hostages.
No.
Yes,
no,
they are.
Benjamin Netanyahu
well,
wants. He wants a genocide. He wants
well,
to
Michael,
kill all of them
well,
and
Michael,
push them into the sea.
Well, Michael, this could be all easily resolved if Hamas gave up the troop, gave up the hostages. And they gave up the people who were responsible
for those acts.
How about
a two-state solution?
And then
it could be resolved
then
with a two-state solution as well.
Okay, so you want
how about a two-state
so you,
solution?
Okay, so you don't. So you're like Hamas. You don't really want a solution. You want this thing to keep going on and on, so you can have.
You're like the Jews.
To,
you don't want a
about.
Solution. You just want this thing to go on and on. You're just
Jews
like
have made it
example.
Very. Michael, the Jews have made it very clear what they want, and Hamas is capable of providing that. But they
and
want,
the Palestinians
because
they clear what they want. They want a two-state solution.
No, they don't. They want Israel
yes,
on the face
right,
of the
sorry.
Earth.
I'm sorry, but we have to go in because we only got 30 seconds left on this clock. For some reason, it's all messed up, I think, because of the time change. But we will be back for those listeners who are stuck in with us. If you did come back, we will be back again next week at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And by then, I'm sure they'll have the clock fixed, worked out. So I want everyone that's listening to have a great weekend. Appreciate you for being here with us. All right, guys. We'll talk again next week. Sorry.
All righty. All right, guys.
No problem.
Guys,
hey, you guys have a good week, man. God bless.